Gold three-dimensional letters stand on a plinth overlooking the twinkling lights of a city at twilight. Searchlights around the plinth sweep across the darkening sky, illuminating the golden letters, 20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. Now in a white oval on a pale blue background, the logo for Blue Sky. 20th Century Fox Animation presents... Views of a very unusual main street, populated by mechanical robots of all shapes and sizes. Letters on the side of a water tower read, Rivet Town. A vehicle like an enormous slinky spring moves down the street, past robot children playing with a skipping rope. One little kid buys an ice grease cone from an adult robot with a cart. The kid sits outside Flathead Floyd's barbershop. On a bench in front of Gunk's Diner, an old woman is feeding some pigeons. She picks one up and winds the key in its back. A robot called Herb Copperbottom comes out of the diner.
Oh, I'm gonna be a dad! I just talked to my wife! My baby's gonna be delivered any minute!
Hey, get out of the way!
Hey, I'm gonna be a dad! Congratulate me!
Herb leaps off a fire hydrant, who calls after him.
Good for you, Herb!
Don't even think about it.
Herb collides with a delivery guy, sending crates of pop flying. He catches them.
Hey, how are you? I'm gonna be a dad!
Congrats!
He runs past his neighbor.
Hey, Mr. Nuts! Did you hear the news?
Yeah!
Beautiful day, isn't it?
Herb gets home.
I'm here!
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. You missed the delivery.
But it's okay. Making the baby's the fun part.
A big box with Build a Baby, some assembly required, printed on the outside. Made of nuts, bolts, cogs and springs, mechanical silver letters spell robots. At home in his lounge, Herb struggles to fit the baby parts together. Mrs. Copperbottom, who has sleek copper hair, studies the instructions.
Honey, I think you've got the wrong...
No, I don't need to see the directions.
Herb, who has a chunky blue and silver body, takes a quick peek over his wife's shoulders at the instructions. Mrs. Copperbottom smiles to herself. Herb fits together pieces to form the baby's bottom.
Push! Push!
They try to push the final parts together. Herb falls back into the empty box. He struggles to get out of the box. Herb gets up and joins his wife, who's cradling the baby.
12 hours of labor. Oh, but it was worth it.
Look at him. Look at him! Rodney Copperbottom. He's got your mom's eyes and my dad's nose. I knew we were smart to save those parts. This Copperbottom will do great things for the world. I can feel it.
Honey?
What?
What's that extra piece?
Oh no, they always put in an extra... We did want a boy, right?
He grabs a hammer and the extra part.
This won't hurt a bit, son.
A snapshot's taken as Herb tries to entertain his son.
Got your nose. Got your nose. Got your... What?
The baby's nose comes off. Mrs. Copperbottom holds Rodney as Herb reads a book called What to Expect the First 50,000 Miles. He finds a volume dial on Rodney's cheek and turns down his crying. Toddler Rodney's legs are supported by a set of training wheels. He toddles over to his mum, and Herb takes a photograph. Herb carries a box into the house.
Hi, son!
Are those my big boy parts?
They sure are!
Wow! They're not shiny.
Well, they're not brand new. They're pre-owned, so...
They're hand-me-downs from your cousin, Jeffrey.
And they're only for a year.
Running through town after his dad, Rodney has to stop and hitch up the lower section of his new big boy body parts, which have slipped down around his slender ankles. Herb picks Rodney up and sits him on his shoulders as a parade goes by with a marching band dressed in purple uniforms. The bass drum yelps every time it gets hit.
Ow!
A robot-shaped balloon floats overhead.
Hey, Dad! Who's that?
That, Rodney, is Bigwell. Greatest robot in the world.
I thought you were the greatest robot in the world.
No, besides me. He's the head of Big World Industries. He invents things that make everyone's life better.
Could I meet him?
Sure, maybe someday.
Dad?
Yeah?
What do you do?
Me? Oh, I work in a big fancy restaurant. I'm a dishwasher.
In the gunk kitchens, Herb opens his body to reveal clean plates inside, on TV.
And now, live from Robot City, it's the Big Weld Show!
Woohoo! Oh yeah? Uh-huh! Come on, Dad, you're missing it!
All right, Rodney, all right, I'm coming. I had to bring work home with me again, I'm sorry. Mr. Gunk has really been piling it on.
And now, the host of our show, Big Weld!
Welcome! This week, I thought you might like to take a look around Big Weld Industries. This here is the front gate. Kind of cute, ain't it?
He flies down in a little craft to see the guard.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Mr. Big Weld, sir.
Tim, who closed the front gate?
Well, I just thought since,
Oh, we never shut the gate, Tim. Shutting this gate means shutting out fresh ideas. You see, everyday robots come here from hither and yon, bringing us new ideas.
Robots show off daft ideas.
And I listen to every single one of them.
A bot in a jetpack presses a button on his chest. His body zooms off without his legs.
So remember, whether a bot is made of new parts, old parts, or spare parts, you can shine no matter what you're made of.
He's talking to me, Dad.
He sure is, son. He sure is.
Okay, folks, let's get to invent.
The gate opens like a smiling mouth. Rodney tinkers in his room.
You know, I love to tinker, but all the tinkering in the world isn't useful unless it starts with a good idea.
Rodney's invention explodes.
So, look around for a need and start coming up with ideas to fill that need. One idea will lead to another, and before you know it...
A line of falling dominoes trigger a bulb.
You've done it! See a need, fill a need.
That's it, Dad. I have to look for...
Herb has fallen asleep with a belly full of dirty dishes.
A need.
Rodney's in his room working on the Wonderbot, a small robot he hopes can help his father. Putting a saucepan over his head like a helmet, Rodney switches the Wonderbot on, and it stands up on its spindly tentacles.
Easy now.
Rodney hands it a china plate, which it plays with. The one-eyed Wonderbot smashes the plate and creates havoc, hurling things off the desk. Rodney traps it under the saucepan as his parents come in.
Hey there, sport!
Oh, hi.
These are your 12-year-old parts. They're...
Hand-me-downs. I know, Dad. I don't mind.
They are from your cousin, Veronica.
You know how popular she is.
Rodney's graduation photograph captures him looking mortified in the pink girly body part. After the ceremony, Rodney chucks his pink torso away into the air with the caps of his fellow students. Rodney is clearing tables on a busy shift at the Gunk Diner. A vacuum-nosed bot at the counter is served a dish of nuts and bolts.
Thanks.
He uses his nose to hoover up the food. Rodney now has long thin arms and legs, a chunkier silvery blue body, and a head with a crest on top. He carries a tray into the kitchen and finds his dad taping up his own body.
Oh, hey. Soon as you reach the age where your warranty expires, you start falling apart. Pretty soon there's gonna be more duct tape than me.
Can I try it now, Dad?
Oh, Rodney. Have you worked all the kinks out of it yet?
Come on, this is gonna make your job easy. I invented it for you.
Herb gazes up at the piles of dirty dishes.
Okay, let's try it.
Great. Okay, this is it.
Wonderbot, go to work!
The Wonderbot now has two eyes and a body made out of an old coffee pot, with spoons like rotor blades on top that enable it to fly around. Two kitchen assistants watch it shove a pile of dirty plates into Herb's body, take them out when they're clean, and toss them into tall plate stacking tubes. The Wonderbot puts another load into Herb, grabs some pans and then a spoon from one of the assistants, and drops them into a washing up bowl. Rodney takes the clean plates out of his dad and tosses them to the Wonderbot, who keeps them all spinning with his four tentacle-like limbs. Herb gives Rodney a proud hug. Rodney throws plates to the Wonderbot, who tosses them into the stackers, then does a load of washing up before helping itself to a donut and a hot drink. It gets back to work and soon nearly all the dishes are clean. Fat Mr. Gunk arrives.
My son made it.
What's it doing?
Mr. Gunk, please, you're making it nervous.
It knocks over plates.
It's wrecking my kitchen!
He grabs an emergency axe.
I'll stop it.
No!
Rodney grabs Gunk's legs and Gunk falls into a vat of goo.
Son, huh? It wasn't his fault. He had nothing to do
with... Yes, sir. He's a brilliant boy. An inventor.
You, clean up this mess. And you, get out, inventor. You're the hand-me-down son of a dishwasher, and that's all you'll ever be. Somebody scrape this crud off of me and serve it to the customers.
Rodney's at a ticket office.
Round trip, or one way?
One way.
His parents find him at the station.
There you are. I told you I'd find him. It's a mother's instinct.
Instinct? He left us a note. I'm leaving. I'll be at the train station.
Never mind. Pick up that suitcase. You're coming home right now.
No, Mom. I have to do this. I'm going to Robot City tonight. I'm going to get a job, and I'm going to help Dad pay back Mr. Gunk.
Talk to him. Robot City? You're just a kid.
I'm never going to be someone here. I want to be an inventor. I want to meet Big Weld. I want to be somebody.
You are somebody. Somebody who's not getting on that train.
Yes, I am.
Talk to him.
Herb walks over to the ticket office.
One ticket for Robot City.
Where are you going?
Not me. Him.
But...
Rodney, did you know that when I was your age, I wanted to be a musician? I played pretty well, too, but... But my dad was worried that I wouldn't be able to make a living, so I got refitted to be a dishwasher. Now, I'm not complaining, but I've always said to myself, if I could do it over again, I would follow my dream. You've got greatness in you, Rodney. Never doubt it. You go to Robot City, you go meet Big Weld, and you show him your big ideas. And Rodney, never, never give up.
The destination on the front of the very round metal train is Robot City. Rodney's mum steps forward and sadly hands Rodney his suitcase. Rodney takes it, then draws her into a big hug. The conductor's watching them.
Oh. All aboard!
Mrs. Copperbottom clings to Rodney.
Mom.
Herb gently pulls his wife away and puts his arm around her as Rodney makes his way onto the train, peering back out of the door as the steam-powered train starts to move off.
I won't let you down, Dad. I'll make you proud!
The automatic door slides shut.
I know you will.
Emitting a plume of steam, the train, which looks more like an airship, sails gracefully up into the sky. On the lit platform below, the Copperbottoms watch the train glide into the night, taking their son with it. The train flies through the clouds and into morning. Rodney gazes out of a porthole-shaped window at the approaching city in the sunshine. The train arrives at the gleaming Robot City station, which is like a huge hangar with giant airship-shaped trains hanging from supports at five different levels. The Rivet Town train is dwarfed by a much bigger train as it slides to a halt on the rails of the ground floor. Rodney disembarks and gazes around him in awe. He spots a Welcome to Robot City billboard with a picture of Big Weld on it.
Wow.
People pass him.
Excuse me, I wonder if you... could you direct me to Big Weld Industry?
What?
Perfect. That'll be $50.
$50? For what?
A beautiful picture of your first moment in Robot City. There, I've captured your second moment. That's another $50. Are you keeping track?
His pal adds up.
Come on, work with me, work with me.
More pout, less pose.
That's a great inside of you as a fashion model just waiting to throw up. Give me those eyes, big eyes, big eyes. Give me big anime eyes.
The photographer snaps away.
Loving it, loving it, loving it.
I don't want any pictures.
You don't?
No.
Well, that's all right. There's no film in the camera.
Would you like to buy maps of the stars' homes? Way to go.
Rodney passes three chauffeurs holding signs for Tin Man, Steel, and Silver Man. The Tin Man arrives and all four skip off arm in arm with a dog at their heels. A robot begs for change with a screw through his head and a sign, got screwed. Rodney gives him a coin and the guy lifts up the joke screw, which is like a hat. A salesman.
Psst, buddy, wanna buy a watch?
Don't buy us, we're fakes.
Next. A tall robot triggers a metal detector. He has to remove his foot, arm and head, then leap into a tray to go through the x-ray machine. Rodney approaches a robot.
Excuse me, how do I get to Big Weld Industries?
The red bot dances.
Never mind.
Walking through the main concourse, Rodney approaches a station announcer in a small booth.
Hi, excuse Excuse me, how do I get to Big Weld Industries?
That's his real voice.
What? Oh, hey, yeah, thanks.
Crosstown Express, the Foundry District, with stops at Big Weld Industries and Battery Park only. These tight old screws, nuts, bolts, and detachable appendages. Riders with high oil pressure are advised to take the local.
Oh!
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Rodney is scooped into one half of a spherical cage, which is sandwiched together with another to make one transportation pod. Fender, the rickety red photographer bot from the station, is sharing the pod. He's asleep and keeps nodding onto Rodney's shoulder. Rodney pushes him back, and eventually Fender falls onto the floor and wakes himself up.
Say, are you following me?
No.
First time on the Crosstown Express?
Well, actually, I...
Oh, boy.
Well, good luck in the big city. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And if you can't make it here...
Welcome to the club.
The pod reaches the top of a big silver wheel. Rodney gazes out at the gleaming city below.
Wow. Oh, no.
What? What is it?
We're going off the track! We're gonna crash!
What?
The pod drops off the other side of the wheel and plummets down through the city before dropping into a suspended catapult device. Fender straightens his head.
I was just kidding.
Just put your head between your legs.
Huh?
The catapult shoots the pod through the air. Rodney clings onto the safety bar. Fender acts like he's on a roller coaster. Yeah! The pod whizzes through other wheels and past flyovers.
There goes my stop.
The pod zooms past other pods and is then sucked into a funnel and shot out the other end. It rebounds between a few boomerang-shaped copper half-pipes, finally tipping into a machine which deposits the pod onto a metal chute. Fender's eye drops off and he quickly sticks it back on again.
Oh, I tell you, the things that fall off me, it's embarrassing.
The pod rolls into a horizontal funnel with holes in the ceiling. It goes alternately dark and light. Each time it's light, Fender has changed position as if he were in a photo booth. The pod shoots onto a public transit pipe, violently tossing its passengers about, then shoots off again and is caught in a pinwheel.
Sorry.
The pinwheel spins gracefully down rails, turning sideways like a spinning top, then back onto its side. It rolls down a sloping rail, then is propelled back up to the top of the slope.
You know, it used to be a lot worse. They had this giant hammer.
Ah!
Oh, they brought it back.
The hammer swings. The hammer hits the pod into a set of spinning cups. Rodney tries to avoid getting Fender's backside in his face as they cling on. The cups slow down and roll the pod onto a platform. A small hammer bonks down on top of the pod, which splits into two halves again.
Just stick with me, kid. I know this town like the back of my hand. Hey, that's new.
Fender's gazing at his hand when a large hammer knocks him into the air and he sails away over the city. Rodney looks down sadly, then cheers up a bit to find himself outside Big Weld Industries, the main complex of which looks like a giant silver sphere. There's a slogan above the gate.
Wow.
You can shine no matter what you're made of.
Yoo-hoo! Excuse me! Can I help you?
Sorry, I...
Hey. You're Tim from the TV show!
That's me!
Well, hey, Tim. Who closed the gate?
It's never supposed to be...
Yeah, okay, what do you want?
Hmm? Oh, I'd like to see Mr. Big Weld. I'm an inventor.
He shows off the Wonderbot.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Stand back.
Tim inserts a large key into a control and the round, smiley-faced gate opens wide. Rodney's face lights up as he beholds a grand plaza in front of the main complex, where other bots are milling around a fountain with a golden statue of Big Weld on a plinth in the middle of it.
Thanks.
The gate shuts.
What? I gotcha. You see, because you were all excited. And then boom! All right, I had my laugh. Go on in.
The gate opens, then shuts again.
Hi!
Now that's funny. The second time. Because you really think I'm going to let you in. But I'm not. Sorry, kid. Nobody gets in. Company rules.
Company rules? Well, then how do they hire new inventors?
They don't. Those days are over. My advice? Come back 2 years ago, then the job is yours.
In a smaller spherical boardroom on top of the main complex, Ratchet, the slim, shiny president of Big Weld Industries, is playing his executive some old footage of Big Weld.
So remember, whether a bot is made of new parts, old parts, or spare parts, you can shine no matter what you're made of.
He pauses it.
My goodness, what a remarkable legacy. Concern for the common robot. You don't come across old-fashioned values like that anymore, friends. And for good reason. There's no money in it! Hello? Memo to Big Weld, we're not a charity! That's why old Fatface no longer sits in the big chair. He's a relic! So I don't want to hear another...
Where's Big Weld?
We'll see him next month at the Big Weld Ball! He always goes to that.
Ratchet pushes a remote and the exec falls down a hole.
Now, let's get down to the business of sucking every loose penny out of Mr. and Mrs. Average Knucklehead.
A big screen presentation.
What's our big ticket item?
An exec with eyes like headlamps goggles at the powerful images of sleek body parts.
Upgrades, people, upgrades. That's how we make the dough. Now, if we're telling robots that no matter what they're made of, they're fine, how can we expect them to feel crummy enough about themselves to buy our upgrades and make themselves look better? Therefore, I've come up
with a new slogan.
Why be you when you can be you?
The lights come on, startling everyone.
I gotta tell ya, I think it's brilliant, but honestly, I'd like to hear what you employees think about this.
Out of the ballpark, Ratchet!
Rodney is using the Wonderbot to fly him into Big Weld Industries. He clings onto its bottom.
Just don't look down!
The Wonderbot looks down and freaks out, grabbing onto Rodney's face, then his foot. Rodney tries to grab at the Wonderbot, who lassoes him around the waist. A bird lands on Rodney and pecks his face.
Hey! Get off! Ow! Get off!
More birds land on him.
Shoot! Go on! Get off!
Oh! Ah!
Get off!
Ratchet.
Cappy, you haven't said a word.
It gave me chills.
Thank you.
But? I'm just wondering, why would robots buy new upgrades if parts are so much cheaper?
Oh, right. Well, that's easy, because as of today, we are no longer making spare parts.
Do you know what I call robots who can't afford upgrades?
Scrap metal. You see them on the streets, misshapen and rust-covered. They turn your insides out. You want to run home and scrub yourself. Now, Cappy, I want your department to push our new slogan. In fact, I'm moving you into the office right next to mine.
We'll be working very, very closely together on this one. Won't that be fun?
Oodles.
Rodney drops through a skylight and lands on the table in front of Cappy. He gazes at her. The Wonderbot zooms in. Rodney catches it.
Oh, so sorry. Sir, I am a young inventor and it has been my dream to come to Robot City and to present my ideas to Mr. Big Weld, who doesn't seem to be here.
Gee, no. But while he's away, he left me in charge.
Oh, well then let me show you what this can do.
I have a better idea. Why don't you let me show you what it can do? It can do this!
Ratchet kicks the Wonderbot out of the skylight. Rodney is being carried out of the complex, stuck to a big magnet on the front of a one-wheeled truck. He struggles as he's hoisted over the gate. The magnet is switched off and he falls. The slogan above the gate is being sanded off. Metal filings fall on Rodney. Tim.
So how'd it go?
The filings stick to magnetized Rodney like hair.
What the heck is going on around here? Some highly polished jerk is sitting in Big Weld's chair.
And you're sitting on the sidewalk. Magnetized!
Listen, I'll be back, and I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
Why? When you pick a lost cause, you really commit. Where do they make dreamers like you? Get lost, freak!
Rodney is finding it hard to walk as his magnetized feet are sticking to the metal walkway. Various metal objects are being drawn down the road after him. A spring sticks to his arm and fingers, and finally he has to yank it out of his ear. A can hits Rodney's back, and he notices the objects following him.
Oh!
Rodney tries to run, but various objects are dear to him. A manhole cover sticks to his foot and a dustbin lid to his bottom. Rodney pulls it off and uses it as a shield to fend off a flying metal hook and a circular saw blade. A gas canister sticks to Rodney's back. The top gets knocked off and gas shoots out, propelling Rodney through the air like a jetpack. He zooms past a robot who's just got upgraded body parts. The new parts stick to Rodney, then are dropped onto a decrepit-looking old robot who flexes his new muscles. Rodney smashes into the back of a billboard and the canister drops off. He gawps at the mass of objects hurtling towards him. He's knocked through the board and into an oil drum which bounces off various buildings on the way down to an alley. A street sweeper rolls past, narrowly missing the oil drum with Rodney in it. The vehicle and others like it make their way to a chop shop in the bowels of the city, which is housed in a domed building with a huge fiery chimney. Inside, the vehicles disgorge their junk onto conveyor belts, manned by hundreds of minion bots who smash the junk to bits. Supervising them, the monstrous Madame Gasket, who has glowing yellow eyes. She gleefully watches the junk going into the furnace grinder and emerging in smart silver blocks at the other end. Madame Gasket's huge metal bulk is lowered down to the shop floor in a harness.
All right, break time. All right, break time's over. Chop, chop.
Ratchet arrives.
Look at those hair.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. How's my boy?
Great! I did just what you told me. No more spare parts. In a couple of weeks, all those broken down losers out there are gonna be nothing but scrap metal. You will be up to your bloomers and broken elbow junk!
Such a good boy. And after you finish off Big Weld, there will be nobody out there to fix them.
Exactly!
You wanna swing that one by me again?
Idiot! Those outmodes look up to him. Suppose he decides to come back.
Come on, Mom. He's not going to be any trouble where he is.
What are you afraid of? Grow some balls.
Or do you want to end up like your father?
Hey, son. Good to see you.
Think what it would mean. Not Big Weld Industries. Ratchet Industries.
Keep talking.
Ratchet City!
Yes, everything shiny.
No more Big Weld, no more Outmode!
Let's do it!
That's my boy!
His mother, who wears a furnace red headdress, affectionately swings Ratchet about as around and above them the conveyor belts keep moving.
Are you hungry? Can I get you something? You look thin.
No, 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 Mom. I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, bye, Pop.
So long, son. Good luck with your dastardly plans.
Ratchet's dad is chained to the ceiling. In the back alley, Fender is trying to unscrew Rodney's foot, which is hanging over the lip of the oil drum.
But sure, that's stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, hear me shout.
Just tip me over and pour me out.
Hey!
Hi there.
Listen, if I seem to be getting smaller, it's because I'm leaving!
Put no fair me now!
Stop! Hey, you got my foot!
Fender runs into a stack of other cylindrical drums, then backs into Rodney, who's stuck in his. Fender rolls over the drum and Rodney falls out. Rodney stands up with a bucket on his leg in place of the stolen foot, then runs after Fender as the stack of drums tumble down, spilling a mass of ball bearings into the alley. Rodney catches up with Fender and tries to stay upright on the flowing ball bearings. They wrestle over the stolen foot, twirling around together as though they were ice dancing partners. Rodney lets go of Fender, who spins gracefully through the air with the stolen foot and lands on one leg before falling over and losing his head, which bounces away across the floor.
Oh, great. Happy now?
Not until you give me back my foot, you mugger.
I am not a mugger.
I happen to be
a scrounger.
I didn't know you were at the end of that foot. Oh, here. Well, let me help you with that.
No, 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 I'll do it myself. I have my pride, you know. Over here. Oh, no, 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 not that. Hold on, hold on. Ow!
His body kicks his head. In a junkyard, three robots search for scrap.
Ah, what's the use? There's nothing left.
Hey, Diesel, I found your voice box.
Diesel, who has a blue shield-shaped face, pops it in his mouth. A big green robot called Lug grabs him.
Here's another one.
Diesel swallows it.
That's no good. Dip it.
Diesel growls at the other bot, Crank.
You can never find parts of my size.
Fender's head falls into the container they're searching.
What is it, boy? Hey, Fender, have you lost weight?
Lost weight? Look at Rita, look at... He's a head in a basket. We're doomed, I knew it. We're doomed.
Yeah, well, you shut up, you neurotic nut. Why, I'd smack you if I had a hand.
His body tumbles down.
Wow, speak of the devil. Here I come. Ow! Daddy!
Check this out! Who would throw away such a cute little doodad?
The Wonderbot.
Aw, don't be scared.
Hey, that's mine. That's him. That's the guy. I would know that face. I know that face. And I know that foot.
Psst! He's over there, moron.
That's the perpetrator. He knocked my head off. You want another piece of me?
All right, Buster. If you think you can mess with my big brother, you're kind of cute.
Piper, would you behave yourself? Now, come on, let's get Fender fixed. Again.
Here's your thingamabob. By the way, the name's Piper. Rhymes with Viper. See you around.
Yellow-painted Piper trips, then gets up and leaves with her pals.
We've told you 100 times.
Don't talk to strange men.
Thank you, Manuel.
I talk to you. Who's stranger than that?
Hardware store. Jack has big tools sticking out of his head.
I got good news, and I got bad news.
What's the bad news?
I checked the stock book. As of today, they're no longer making parts for your model. You have been officially outmoded.
Outmoded? Well, that's fine. What's the good news?
Well, when we had your parts, they were on sale!
Oh, how could this happen to me? I'm practically a kid!
Jeez, look. Pull yourself together. All you need is an upgrade.
A new silver torso.
That new upgrade smell.
Just came in, fully loaded. Look, it's got cup holders. Standard.
Does it come in plus sizes?
Sure. Take a look at the new Big Weld Spring Collection.
Shelves of shiny body parts.
I can't afford that fancy stuff. All I need is one stinking neck joint.
No! One, two, three!
Rodney comes into the store.
Ah! I'm hurting me! Idiot!
Sorry, pal. It's either upgrade or the chop shop for you.
The chop shop! Ah! I'm fine, I'm fine. No hands.
Fender tries to balance his head on his body.
And, ta-da! I'm back. You miss me?
No one's going to the chop shop.
That's right. What do you think we could get for him? Not that I've been thinking about.
Will you stop? Listen, shiny pants. You get back there and find a part for my brother. We are not junk. We are not scrap. And we will not be treated this way.
Diesel.
I'm sorry. I don't have the parts.
Well, do you have 2 washers, an S-spring, and some fast weld? I can fix you easy.
Diesel tries a new voice box.
The force is strong with this one.
A Ferris wheel-type bus rolls down the street past the gang, who are watching Rodney reattaching Fender's head, which is shaped like a red food grinder with a dangling handle.
When was the last time you got oiled?
Oh, I can't really answer that with my kid sister right here.
Can it, Fender?
Hold still. This might tickle.
We haven't been properly introduced. I'm Fender. We used to be Bumper, but had to change it when we came into the country.
Copperbottom. Rodney Copperbottom.
Riddle me this. Why did I meet you among the garbage?
Well, today I tried to get in to see Bigwell.
Well, if you find him, tell him we really need him to come back. He cared about bots like us.
Well, what I heard is that they've done him in, and they left the rest of us to fall apart.
Well, that ought to do it.
Look at that! And he fixed my neck! Sweeper!
Sweeper?
Make yourself scarce!
Rodney joins the other 5, who hide in the shadows from the street sweeper as it trundles by.
What's the big deal?
Well, if you're in out mode, like Fender.
Hey!
They sweep you up and take you to the chop shop.
Where they melt you down and turn you into something else.
You mean...
Diesel mimes cut throat.
Yep.
Fender scowls and runs out.
Help! Here's one outmode you're not gonna get!
He shakes his butt, which falls off onto the floor.
Whoops.
The sweeper backs up.
Fender
picks up his part and they all run off. They make it to the front steps of a boarding house as the daylight's fading.
When in Robot City, guests of the Rusties, that's us, stay at Aunt Fanny's boarding house, where our motto is, beats rusting outside.
Let me just let her know you're here.
Aunt Fanny! We brought someone.
I'm in the kitchen.
Are you sure your aunt won't mind?
Relax, she's not my aunt. She just takes in bots who are, broke.
Bless her little heart.
Well, then why is she called Aunt Fanny?
Couldn't call her Aunt Booty.
Whoa!
A robot with a giant bottom knocks into things in the kitchen.
She's a little artsy-fartsy.
The artsy's okay, but when she gets fartsy...
Look at me. All right on my shoes. I'm so clumsy. Well, hello there. What's your name?
I'm Rodney Big Bottom. No, I'm Rodney Copper Bottom. Copper Bottom.
That's a wonderful name. Big Bottom.
She traps him with her butt.
What happened to your friend?
He's been rear-ended.
He's pushed over.
Oh, there you are!
Aunt Fanny, he needs a place to stay.
Well, just make yourself at home.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
My pleasure. See a need, fill a need.
Hey, just like Big Weld.
Oh, Big Weld. That's a lot of robot.
She knocks them both onto the couch with her bottom.
Come on. You can bunk with me.
We'll ignore the gossip.
Fender pulls a wall lever and a room rotates down into view. Piper's inside, buffing her face in front of a mirror.
You missed a spot.
Ah! Fender! Get out of my room!
I'm not in your room.
I am now.
No, I'm not.
I am.
Not. Am.
Get out of my room!
In the next room, liquid pours out of crank into a can.
Oh, man, this is my third oil change today. Something's wrong with me.
Oop. Sorry.
A room full of junk.
There we are. Home, sweet home. What's mine is yours.
His arms drop.
I'll get them.
Oh, look at that. Oh, now they're arm wrestling.
Yes, Papa! Yes, Papa!
Get this one, Macho! Could you separate them? Hurry! My backside itches.
Rodney picks up Fender's arms. Later, Rodney and Fender are lying in hammocks made from sections of rubber tire, which hang from chains connected to the ceiling. Rodney opens a panel in his forearm and gazes sadly at a photograph of his mum and dad stuck on the inside, before fishing out a screwdriver and setting to work on the Wonderbot. He looks at Fender.
I know that sounds bad, but I'm just doing musical arm farts. Do you know how to do those? They're hard to do because we're made of metal, but that's where the skill comes in. I'm real close. Listen. No, wait.
Oh, wait, wait.
Tell me that didn't sound like an old man.
You know, I'm a little tired. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, kind of a rough day, huh?
Kinda. My dad's probably sitting by the phone waiting for his brilliant son to call and tell him what a big success my first day was. Ah, no, it's not your problem. If you burden your friends, soon you won't have any.
What are you, a fortune cookie?
That's what friends...
You consider me a friend?
Sure, what else would I consider you?
I don't know. An embarrassment, a way to rebel against your parents, a desperate cry for help, the list is endless.
Let's just stick with friend.
You know, Rodney, even though you had a discouraging day, remember, there's another one coming tomorrow! You know, my last roommate jumped out that window.
Hey, Fender.
Rodney has a go.
Yeah, baby! Let it rip!
Wonderbot has a go. Lights go on in the house.
Hey, guys, come on, what are you, 3 years old? This is how a man does it.
You guys are so gross. Besides, this is how you do it.
Hey, kids, get a load of this.
The pavement outside the house shakes.
Aunt Fanny, we were using our arms.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Baby, please. See a doctor.
A lamppost keels over from the smell. In the morning, there's an outline around the site where it fell. The driver of a clockwork two-wheeler winds a key on his car roof before going on his way.
Breakfast! This'll perk everyone up. Some of Aunt Fanny's fresh brewed grease.
Yum. Yum.
Careful, it's hot.
Aunt Fan's residents pour the hot grease down their neck sockets. Wonderbot drinks through a straw.
So what are you guys doing today?
We're doing it.
What about you?
Mr. Bigweld's disappeared and you're just sitting here.
I think that's already been established.
Well, I gotta find out what happened to him.
Hey, you want my advice?
Sure.
Forget it. Never try, never fail. Those are the words I live by.
Crank, the idol of millions is gone and no one seems to care. There should be an angry mob out there. On, what man. The?
An angry mob are in the street. Rodney and Fender go out.
Oh, that was great, psychic friend. Now say, money should be falling from the sky. Say it.
The mob are at Jack Hammer's.
Sorry, folks. All sold out. Nothing but upgrades from here on in.
But I like myself just the way I am.
We can't afford upgrades.
Let's get them.
Hey, what are you doing? Don't throw me. Hey, isn't that the guy that fixed Fender's neck?
Yeah, that guy fixes bots.
Yeah, that kid can help you.
Pace yourself. You're about to get very popular.
They crowd Rodney.
Only those with insurance.
Oh, I forgot.
Everybody, come on.
An old bot.
Parts, man. I need parts.
You don't look that bad.
He's fallen apart.
Hey, everybody. Spare parts!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What's wrong with you robots?
You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Why do you have two noses?
One's for showing, one's for blowing.
Sorry.
Hey, could you look at my arm?
Nice grip.
Like iron?
I can't get rid of this spare tire.
I am losing my mind.
Back off, back off. He's got his own dreams that won't come true.
A Bigweld Industries truck passes with a picture of Ratchet on the outside.
See a need, fill a need.
Wait!
Rodney whips out tools.
Who wants to get fixed?
There's a queue of bots outside. Aunt Fran knocks one down and they all fall like dominoes. Inside, Fender faints when he watches Rodney pull out one bot's mechanical heart. An old woman bot has a new light bulb nose. Fender claps his hands and the light comes on. Rodney fixes one bot's extendable arm and gets a handshake in return. Diesel oils the throat of an opera singer bot.
Tell me what you are into.
Then steals her voice box.
I don't think you understand.
Lug removes a spanner from inside one bot's leg and the bot's nose glows red. Rodney uses a plunger on a toilet bot.
Thanks, Rodney. You're number one.
Back home, Rodney's parents eagerly read a letter from their son. Rodney and his friends work on the old bot who fell to pieces. Fender wields an electric screwdriver and Piper a welding torch. Rodney reattaches the bot's face fender and he comes round in the street, surrounded by his repair team and the other outmodes, who all cheer. At Bigweld Industries, Ratchet is lying on his front having his back buffed by a female bot.
Oh yeah. I have never felt so relaxed. Say, do you mind giving me a little scratch between the shoulder blades? Oh, there you go. Ah! Easy, Tiger.
Oh, hey, take it easy. Hey, what are you trying to do, kill me?
Relax, it's me, your mommy.
How did you get in here?
I came up the air shaft. I know you don't like anybody here to see me.
But what do you want?
Someone's fixing them.
What?
Someone is repairing outmodes, and they are laughing at you.
Who? And are you sure they're not laughing with me?
Yes.
Oh, so what if one crazy fanatic repairs a few outmodes? Who cares?
Think. Use those brains I stole for you. Today it's one. What about tomorrow when everybody gets the idea this is okay?
We can fix ourselves. We don't need upgrades. We want big wealth.
Then what happens to you?
Okay, okay, take it easy. We've got to find out who this is and stop him.
Not stop him, crush him, destroy him.
And by the way, I brought you a little something for your desk.
A framed photo with world's best mum printed on it. Rodney enjoys a cup of grease back at the boarding house.
Is there anyone else waiting?
Let me look.
There's a crowd outside.
A few.
A few?
What do you expect, Rodney? Big World was gone. Sweepers were on the loose. But then came Copperbottom! Getting all staticky just thinking about it.
I'm not Big Weld. These robots need parts.
Mail call! Mail call! Copperbottom, this one's from your mom.
Oh, is there anything for me?
Oh, I got something for you.
A punch.
That's from my sister.
I recognize the handwriting.
Is anything wrong?
I'll say. His father's got one foot in the junkyard, and if they can't find new parts for him, he's only got a few miles left.
Rodney. Are you really worried about your dad?
Do you want to go home?
Well, if I go home, I still can't help him. We're out of parts. We've got to get to Big Weld. He's the only one that can fix this.
The Wonderbot makes shapes in the air.
He's trying to tell us something. What is it, boy? What's wrong? Big Weld is going dancing.
Of course, the Big Weld ball. You can't have the Big Weld ball without Big Weld.
Well, that's it then. I'm going to the Big Weld ball.
What? That's the fanciest party of the year. You'll never get past the gate.
At Big Weld's plaza, guests are gathered around the ornamental fountain. Finder and Rodney are posing at the gate in posh costumes. Tim has a guest list.
Can I help you?
I think you can. This is the Count Roderick von Brockenzieber, formerly Count del Croc. Where are the trumpets? We were promised trumpets to announce the Count's arrival. Sorry, Your Grace. Beat me until you're happy. He's happy, and I'm not feeling too bad myself.
You're not on the list.
We're what? Once again.
Rodney slaps him.
Thank you. Fine. We will go. You will explain to your superiors why we were not able to attend your little luau, your band dance, whatever it is. But we're living in a huff.
No, please. Go right in. In fact, would the Count like to hit me?
The Count hit you? The arrogance of some people. I will hit you on his behalf.
Tim falls off his stand.
Thank you, Your Grace.
His coat falls down.
Okay, let's split up. If you see Big Weld, come and find me.
Wonderbot goes.
If anything goes wrong, we'll signal each other.
What kind of signal do you want? You want something kind of subtle, like...
Oh, you mean my bone, mama.
Or...
Oh, how about this?
Kaka! Kaka!
Other guests stare.
Ricola!
Subtle. Let's get to work.
A screwdriver, please. Shake, not stir.
Yes, sir.
A barman mixes the cocktail in the Wonderbot and pours it out for his customer, who's startled to see the cocktail shaker come alive. The drunken bot and his pal watch the slightly tipsy Wonderbot slip over a spoon and then start breakdancing on the bar counter.
I'll have what he's having.
Ratchet.
You know, Cappy, it's nice that you can see me like this, away from work. See my more casual, fun-loving side.
Pretty Cappy slips away as he chokes on an olive.
Now, where were we? Huh?
Well, there are never any interesting men at these parties.
Hello, lady. Fender von Fender at your service.
Hi. I'm Loretta. Gear grinder. Anyone dressed as badly as you are must be an eccentric billionaire.
Fender grins.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, coming to the stage, the top pot, the big bolt. Who's your daddy? Mr. Phineas T. Ratchet.
Thank you. We now come to the point of the evening where I have the tremendous honor of introducing beloved founder, Mr. Bigweld, who unfortunately is unable to attend.
What?
He sends his apologies, his love, and a small box of assorted cookies.
Not coming!
And what are you doing here?
What have you done with Big Weld?
Rodney's in front of the stage.
How come we don't see him anymore, huh?
Okay.
Security, we have a party crasher.
Yeah, that's right. And I had to put all this junk on in order to get in here. So that I could tell Big Weld that you are outmoding millions of bots. And I know, because I spend all day fixing them.
You...
Rodney is surrounded by giant security bots. One grips Rodney's arms with his claws.
Kaka! Kaka!
Fender's busy dancing with Loretta and doesn't hear him.
Kaka!
No, mamacita, caliente, con papita.
Kaka!
My darling, that is the cry of the deep doo-doo bird. I must fly.
Fender leaves her with a rose.
Take him for a drive. And bring me back his exact weight in paper clips.
Cappy.
No!
No?
I'll escort him out. You don't want to look bad in front of your people, do you?
Good point.
And when I get back, I'll show you my casual, fun-loving side.
Oh, you.
Get moving!
What? What are you doing?
Saving your life.
Fender grabs Cappy.
Come on. Let him go! Let him go! Let him go!
Get out of here, you idiot!
Get him! Fender, let's go!
You know him?
Fender!
Wait for me!
Wonderbot!
Rodney grabs Wonderbot.
Whoa! Get out of my way!
heading for the gate.
Hey, Tim! I'd like to see Mr. Bigwell!
Oh, doing it!
Tim shuts the gate. Rodney and Cappy escape in a flying car.
Oh, that was amazing! So where do we go now?
I'm taking you to the train station.
What? No way!
You don't know what you're dealing with here. Ratchet is gonna use your head for a hood ornament.
Look, I'm not leaving until I find Big Weld.
Oh, that's not...
Can't you take me to him?
I must be out of my mind.
Rodney is thrown back as Cappy puts her foot down. Fender has escorted Loretta back to her elegant purple apartment building.
Au reservoir, my darling.
Thanks for walking me home.
Thanks for carrying me up that hill.
Until tomorrow.
I shall count the seconds. So far, I'm up to four.
You crazy nut boy.
Crazy about you.
She goes in and he dances down the stairs, discarding his cloak and top hat with a theatrical flourish. He finds a small pipe and tap dances with it like a cane.
La, 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 la. I'm singing in the oil. I'm singing in the oil. After all that work and toil, I'm just slipping in the oil. I know where I've been sent.
He leaps into a fountain.
My life has turned around. From now on, I'm a winner!
A sweeper gets him.
You can't do this!
Big Weld's spherical mansion is perched on a tall tower overlooking the city. Rodney rings on the bell.
Okay, we tried. Let's get out of here.
No. Something's up. Look at all these newspapers and this mail.
Oh, come on. They probably stopped delivering these years ago.
Paper. Fresh papers hit Cappy and the Wonderbot.
Nice one of you.
On the front page.
Come on, we gotta get you out of here.
The headline reads, Bad Bot Busts Ball. Rodney pushes open the towering circular door. Frightened, the Wonderbot drops into Rodney's hands.
Big, creaky door. Perfect.
Rodney and Cappy's eyes shine like headlights as they step into the dark. Rodney has walked into a second door. He presses a lever down and pushes the door open. Cappy follows him into Big Weld's impressive-looking workshop. The circular motif extends to nearly all the fixtures and fittings and circular design boards on the wall.
Oh, wow! Look at this! This is Big Weld's actual workshop. I recognize it from his old TV show.
Could you keep it down? We're not supposed to be here.
He hops into a groovy chairlift.
Do you know what these are? These are Big Weld's original invention designs. That's his own writing.
This is strange. How come it just stops in the middle?
Look at this. Remember? He used to have these on his show.
Rodney, I don't know how to tell you this, but...
Why are they so dusty?
Wait, don't...
He blows on the row of dominoes and sets off a chain reaction. One domino falling against the next and so on. The last domino on the table flips onto the floor, setting off another long chain. Rodney and Cappy try to keep up with it. The domino arranger has used clever tricks. Sometimes the line is broken by a swinging desk toy, a mousetrap, or a model guillotine. But always the line of falling dominoes continues, and the one line has triggered multiple lines.
This is much more elaborate than the ones on his show.
Ranks of dominoes fall, creating a huge black and white pattern on the floor, which Rodney and Cappy see as an image of a smiling Big Weld. The lines peter out apart from one chain that triggers a series of dominoes that grow in size until the final giant domino is knocked over. Rodney and Cappy run for their lives as the giant domino crashes down behind them, throwing all the other dominoes up into the air. Rodney and Cappy are swept away in a sea of dominoes.
Oh, Rodney! What do we do?
I don't know! This is kind of a first for me!
Big Weld comes surfing through the waves on a domino surfboard. He has a big round body and a little round head.
It's him!
The Wonderbot leaps through the dominoes. The wave wipes out at the end of the room, washing up Rodney and Cappy. Big Weld tumbles off his board.
Who's the king of the beach?
Are you all right?
Well, considering I'm an old fat guy who just crashed to the floor, I'm fantastic. Now, who the heck are you?
I'm Rodney.
Oh, I thought you were the Domino's delivery boy. Come on, let's set him up again, only bigger.
Sir, Is this what you've been working on? This is why no one sees you?
Young man, nobody likes a chatterbox.
But there's a terrible crisis, Mr. Bigweld. We need to talk.
Son, I've got to tell you, you're making a lousy first impression.
Please, sir, he is your biggest fan. In fact, he's an inventor, just like you.
Well,
show him that thing you made.
Ooh, a device, a doohickey, a thingamajig?
Now, don't be scared. Show Mr. Bigweld what you can do. Go on, it's okay.
Metal droppings fall out of the Wonderbot.
Is that what it's supposed to do?
The Wonderbot falls.
It gets nervous under pressure, but...
Son, let me give you a good piece of advice.
Yes?
Give up.
What? You're telling me to quit?
I said give up, but quit works just as good.
Is that what you did? Is that why you're sitting here letting Ratchet turn robots like my father into outmodes?
Kid, sometimes you just gotta know when you're licked.
But you're Bigweld. You can fix anything.
I used to think so. To me, having the company was all about making life better. With Ratchet, it was making money that came first. I became old-fashioned. An outmode. Go home, kid. If he beat me, he's gonna beat you.
But...
The world you're looking for no longer exists. You missed it. Find some other foolish dream. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm very, very, very busy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Bigweld has turned his back on them.
All I ever wanted was to grow up to be like him.
Giant Bigweld blinks as he hears Cappy and Rodney leaving. He remains hunched over his desk in the empty workshop. The sweeper containing Fender gets back to the fiery chop shop. Fender is dumped out with a load of other parts. He falls from one conveyor belt to another.
Wow, look at all these parts.
It's a smorgasbord. Look at that. So many things I've wanted all my life and...
Oh, well, that's pretty.
A cutting blade comes down, wielded by one of two minion bots. Fender tries to run, but his foot gets stuck in a big spring and he drops off the conveyor belt. Like a bungee cord, the spring stops him from hitting the ground. He's carried towards Ratchet and his mum.
Okay, Mother, this way.
Oh, let me look, please. I can't bear it.
No peeking now. It's a surprise.
We are a wicked boy.
An enormous silver sweeper.
He's got a full tank of gas. If you're ready to mow, she's ready to go.
Has any mother ever had a better son?
Oh, by the way, I found out who's been fixing those outmodes. So starting tomorrow, these babies are going to chop him up along with all his broken down buddies and every other walking pile of junk I'm sick of looking at.
Fender clings to a cog, but his spring stretches between Ratchet and his mother, who spot him. Fender lets go, and the spring catapults him back onto a conveyor belt way above them. Fender lands with a wallop, breaking in two at the waist. His lower half falls off the belt, and his top half is heading for the furnace. Fender tries to drag himself away from the furnace. He finds the legs and lower torso of another bot and fixes them quickly to his own body. Fender stands up, and a girl's skirt billows out over his new legs.
So wrong. This is so wrong.
He jumps off the conveyor belt. Rodney is in a phone booth at Robot City Station. Cappy's at the ticket office.
Rivet Town, please. One way.
Rodney gets through to his parents. A repairman is working on Herb.
Hi, Mom. Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you? Dad?
He's right here. I'll put him on.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, Dad. How are you feeling?
Oh, fine, fine. I've just been a little under the weather. No, we're just having a little trouble finding your old man a replacement part, that's all. But hey, let's talk about you.
What kind of work are you doing? What's Bigweld like? Did you meet him?
Yeah, I met him. But...
What's wrong, son?
It's not how we thought it was, Dad. It's not... I can't...
I see.
I'm really sorry I let you down.
No. You... could never let me down, Rodney. Listen, I know it isn't easy, Rodney, but a dream that you don't fight for can haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Dad.
It's up to you, son.
Your father loves you very much.
Rodney glances at Cappy and puts the receiver down. The phone talks to him.
500 minutes a month, free nights and weekends.
You, Rodney! Wake! Your suitcase.
Thanks, Aunt Fanny, but I'm...
You know, the others wanted to come and see you off, too.
Well, why didn't they?
Oh, they did!
Next time, let's put a cab.
Who the heck is she?
The gang emerge from a hatch in Aunt Fan's behind.
Hurry, come on! One ticket to anywhere.
Fander?
I have a sister!
An ugly sister.
Hey, guess what? It's the sweepers.
They're rounding up outmodes and taking them. What them?
Us! To Madame Gasket's chop shop. And guess who's really behind it all?
Ratchet.
You don't want to guess? Come on! I ran all this way in cha-cha heels. Come on, take a stab.
Ratchet!
Ratchet! Listen to me, listen to me! We won't last a week.
Okay, okay, settle down. I got a plan. Let's all get on that train!
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Hey, wait a minute! You're all giving up?
You started it.
Well, I'm ending it. My mistake was hoping that Big Weld would fight our battles. Well, he won't. It's up to us. If we don't do something about Ratchet, no one will. Come on, let's fight back!
Fighting never solved anything.
Quitting isn't so productive either. I gotta tell you.
It's the big boy.
Oh, be still, my pump.
Kid, if you're gonna fight, I'm going in with you.
You are?
Hey, who's the dame with the sweet keister?
But why?
I don't know. I'm a big guy and I like women with large...
No. Why are you gonna help us?
Oh, because I want to grow up to be like you.
Big Weld points at Rodney, who glances proudly at Cappy.
Then let's do it.
Come on, gang! Let's give that Ratchet an old-school fix-it!
Oh, what a man!
Aunt Fan falls up. It's in the boardroom on the phone to his mum.
Mother, I'm an adult, okay? So stop telling me how to kill Big Weld. I'm doing it today, how I want, where I want, and with whatever I want!
Gazing out of the window, he spits out his drink when he spots Big Weld's limo.
Okay, boardroom, 10 minutes. I want you both there.
Mr. Big Weld, should we come too?
No. You stay here and watch Daddy's limo.
Yes, sir.
Right now, I'm going inside, kick some booty. Hey, you know your boyfriend here is a genius.
What?
No, he's not my...
He is?
I am.
Thanks for still believing in me. It's good to be home. Toodly-oodly.
Big Weld has no legs and glides along on his big round body. Jaws drop as he bursts into the complex and someone's trousers fall down. Loretta is on reception.
He's the Brazilian wax. It makes me feel like every day's a fiesta.
Tell Mr. Ratchet his 10 o'clock is here.
I'm all over it. Yes, sir.
Big Weld salutes his employees as he gets into the lift. The executives are surprised to see him on the upper floor. One bot comes out of the door marked plug and backs into one marked sockets.
No! Tell him I'm not here! Tell him anything! Just don't let him in!
Ratchet!
Ratchet cowers.
I'll come right to the point.
What happened? Run out of dominoes? I'll send you some more.
You're fired!
Fired? On what grounds? This company's never been more profitable.
Rapid smile. Now get out.
No, wait. Please, listen to me. You can't do this to me. This job is my life. It means everything to me. You don't know what I've done to get here. The lies I've told. The lives I've ruined. This isn't helping me.
Get me security.
Wait, please. Can I just make one more heartfelt plea?
Okay, what did you want to say?
Ratchet hits him with the intercom.
Oh my gosh, I'm as crazy as my mother!
He smashes Big Weld over the head. Cappy and Rodney enter the boardroom and find two security bots holding an unconscious Big Weld.
Take that fish to the chop shop and put my name on his parking space.
Let go of him!
Sure.
Listen, kid, it's over. You lost! Big Weld is gonna be melted down into next season's upgrades, along with you, your moronic coffee pot,
and Cappy. Such a waste.
Wonderbot bites a security bot, then lassoes its leg so it falls over. Rodney hangs onto the Wonderbot and flies over Ratchet, who leaps and misses. Rodney kicks over the two bots holding Big Weld and drops onto his shoulders. Wonderbot propels them to the exit, but it's blocked. Rodney swerves Big Weld's body, and they crash out of the window. The Wonderbot tries to hold them up, but has to let go. Cappy gasps as Rodney and Big Weld sail away down the domed roof and bounce into a chute. Big Weld's body acts like a giant ball bearing. Rodney hangs onto his back.
Mr. Big Weld, are you okay?
I'm the prettiest girl at the Harvest Moon Ball.
I'll take that as a no!
The chute heads back into the complex. Diesel is at the wheel of Big Weld's limo, making it bounce. Inside, Aunt Fan presses a button and a bed appears.
Too much of anything.
Rodney and Big Weld hurtle through the complex.
Out of the way!
Cappy comes out of a lift and spots them.
Rodney!
She converts her feet to rollerblade-like devices and skates off with the Wonderbot following. Rodney clings to Big Weld as they go down steps into the plaza, security bots chasing them. The gang are still in the limo.
Road trip! Road trip!
You guys are so embarrassing!
Piper stares.
That's Rodney! He's in some kind of trouble!
I've got to repair him!
Okay! I've got your back!
Cappy pushes one of the security bots into the fountain. A huge magnet truck follows Rodney and Big Weld out of the gate.
Come on! We've got to help Rodney!
Three more magnet trucks roll out.
No, Piper. You stay here.
No way!
Let's be honest. We're headed for a huge butt-whoop. Whatever happens to us, make something of yourself.
You're the only thing I've got to leave behind!
He's right, Piper. They're headed for a huge butt-whooping!
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands! If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands!
Rodney steers Big Weld over a drop to escape from one of the magnet trucks. The truck teeters on the edge while Rodney and Big Weld bobsleigh the wrong way down a public transit pipe, encountering lots of transport pods coming the other way. Big Weld and Rodney shoot out of the pipe and land on some rails. Rodney has his hand in Big Weld's head, trying to fix him.
Okay, got it!
Rodney, what's going on? Where are we?
It's okay, you're all right!
One of the towering magnet trucks, which have one big wheel and a huge magnet arm, catches Big Weld and Rodney. Rodney spots Cappy at the wheel with the Wonderbot. Ratchet arrives in a second magnet truck, and Big Weld and Rodney get stuck between the two magnets. The limo appears with Fender looking out of the sunroof.
Okay, boy, we got them right where they want us. Boost me up!
Oh! Watch your hands down there.
They stand on each other's shoulders.
Rodney, we're here to save you!
Fender reaches up, but the magnetic pull is too strong, and he and the rest of the gang get sucked out of the limo and stuck to Big Weld.
How do you think it's going so far?
The trucks drop off the road onto two sets of rails, and the gang gets strung out in a line between the two magnets. Rodney spots the magnet plug.
The plug!
Hold on, guys! I gotta get to the other side!
Rodney pulls out a spanner and walks over his friend's backs, leaping onto Ratchet's truck. He's working on the plug when the trucks shoot off the rails onto a road, leading to the chop shop. Ratchet spots Rodney and puts his foot down, pulling ahead of Cappy's truck. But Rodney succeeds in switching Ratchet's magnet off, and he and the gang are sucked back onto the safety of Cappy's magnet. Rodney grins at Cappy behind the wheel.
Woo! We're out of here!
Cappy swerves to avoid two sweepers, and the truck falls over and slides towards the chop shop. Big Weld is released from the magnet and rolls inside. The doors clang shut behind him. Outside, Rodney and the others pick themselves up and stare at the closed doors. Diesel helps crank up onto his wheels.
The chop shop. That's it. Game over.
The game is not over. This is our moment to shine. This is where you show what you're really made of.
Rodney grabs truck parts.
In my case, it's a rare metal. It's called a fradium. It's yellow, tastes like chicken.
Fender lays an egg.
Rodney's right. I am tired of just complaining and never doing anything. I want to try. No, forget it, I'm sorry. I want to try.
Then you're first.
Rodney wheels a large tire over to crank.
First for what?
They want us to upgrade? Then let's upgrade.
Inside, Big Weld is stuck in a hanging wagon that's transporting him to the furnace.
Gasket, you're a sick, twisted, evil robot.
I try.
The wagon in front of Big Weld's tips its junk into the furnace. Suddenly, the transporter line stops moving. Madam Gasket sees that Rodney has stopped the gears with a pipe. Crank zooms in on new super-fat tires, carrying Lug, Diesel and Fender, who leap off him fortified by their new truck parts. Fender looks like a Viking warrior with a staff. Diesel looks like a cowboy, and Lug like a souped-up wrestler. Cappy skates in and joins them, as does Rodney and the Wonderbot. They stand united.
Oh, good! Company! So, you're the little glob of tin who's been making all the trouble. Who are these losers?
We, sir.
I'm a woman. Ouch.
We've come to rescue our friend, you evil bag of bolts, and you will be defeated by the very outmoats that you scorn and detest.
Yeah, because there's seven of us and only one of you.
A crowd of robot minions emerge from behind her.
Whoa, whoa.
There's seven of us and eight, nine...
Did you count that one?
I think so.
Could you all stop moving around? It's so frustrating! I think I counted one of you twice.
While you're at it, count these.
Five towering sweepers emerge, Ratchet at the helm of one. His mum is hoisted into the air.
As soon as we're done with you, these hit the streets.
This is the last day any outmode will ever see.
Screws are removed from a circular metal cover on a side hatch, and it falls away, letting light flood in. It's Piper with a screwdriver.
Did I miss the butt whooping?
No.
Matter of fact, a little bit early.
The huge hatch crashes down, revealing Piper, Aunt Fan, and hundreds of outmodes, some of whom were patched up by Rodney.
Let's get started!
Testify, sister!
Charge!
Piper leads the outmodes down conveyor belts to join Rodney's team. Fender hollers out. Rodney swoops past Madam Gasket, holding onto the Wonderbot. Diesel uses his new fist springs to punch out five minion bots. Crank breaks a line of conveyor belts and minions crash into one another in mid-air, and Lug fights minion bots in a chained-off area like a wrestling ring.
Oh no! He's got a steel chair! No!
Lug goes down.
Back up into a neck breaker!
He's up to the top rope!
Look at the hang time!
That's who's gonna leave it dead!
Piper holds her nose and blows. Her plug-like ears shoot out on springs and knock over several minions. Cappy is surrounded by minion bots with drills and blades. Piper is grabbed and thrown through the air. She stomps over the minions' heads, then somersaults in next to Cappy. The girls link arms and Cappy twirls Piper around so she can kick out at the enemy with her heavy yellow feet. Piper hurls Cappy out of harm's way. Cappy is pursued by minions on skates who follow her up a curved ramp and land on their heads. Aunt Fan barges with a saucepan and her butt. Fender loses his staff and shield, and finally resorts to using the power of dance. A group of minions become Fender's dancers, and he destroys them with his sweeping arms. Madam Gasket has removed the pipe shoved into the gears, and Big Weld's wagon starts moving towards the furnace. The Wonderbot drops Rodney onto the wagon, then comes at her with his little tentacle dukes up. He shorts out nervously and drops down, but comes back up again, viciously twirling a metal pipe of his own, and ready to attack. She brandishes her pipe and they fight, the little Wonderbot dueling magnificently with the huge monster in the harness. Sparks fly as they fight along a conveyor belt. Rodney loosens a bolt holding Big Weld's wagon, then hangs onto the support chain and Big Weld as the wagon falls away into the furnace grinder. A giant outmode tilts up a conveyor belt so that it can fire debris at the line of approaching sweepers which have large metal claws. Piper fires the toilet bot's rubber plungers at them, bow and arrow style. Big Weld and Rodney look down from a beam at the chaos below. Ratchet is at the helm of a sweeper. Lug gets swept aside.
This is gonna get greasy!
The gang are forced back as the sweepers advance.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I sure am!
Rodney undoes a clamp which frees a giant saw blade attached to the beam they're on. Fighting above them, the Wonderbot grabs Madam Gasket's pipe and spins her around. The saw blade swings down through the air with Big Weld and Rodney clinging to it.
Cyanide villainy!
This isn't what I was thinking at all!
Ratchet scrambles away as the giant blade knocks down the sweepers before plowing into a pile of junk. Ratchet catches hold of his mother as she flies past in her harness. They're heading for the furnace.
What are you doing? Get off me! Let me go. Do as I say.
The harness splits in two and Madame Gasket falls into the furnace. Ratchet swings away on a chain, hitting the ceiling and losing all his new parts.
Ah, my upgrades!
Fender, Cappy and the gang stare solemnly at the pile of junk that the saw blade ended up in. Suddenly, Big Weld and Rodney surface from the middle of it. Rodney helps Big Weld out. Piper and Cappy throw their arms around Rodney, swiftly followed by Fender. Lug lifts all four of them up. Ratchet is hanging from the ceiling next to his father.
It's all right, son. You can shine no matter what chip.
Yes. Stop! Come on, Rodney. Let's open the gates of Big Weld Industries forever.
Wait a minute. There's one thing I need to do first.
Mrs. Copperbottom finds her husband washing up at the diner.
Honey, what are you doing
it's
here?
It's Rodney, honey!
Rodney? Is he all right?
Come outside, hurry!
Copperbottom, where are you going?
What about the dishes?
Herb pulls off his washer and slams it over Gunk's head.
Hey, get back here! You'll never wash in this town again!
The streets are full of bots.
What is all this? The whole town is out here.
On a stage...
Rodney? Dad! There's someone here I want you to meet.
Is there?
That's Big Weld, Dad. The greatest robot in the world. Besides you.
I understand you need a few parts.
Well, I'm not one to complain, but...
Well, then don't. I've brought enough parts to make two of you.
He grabs a microphone.
Ladies and gentle bots. I came all this way. Would you cut that out? It's very distracting.
Sorry.
Where was I? Mr. and Mrs. Copperbottom. I came all this way to tell you in person that your son, Rodney, the man who got me off my big titanium tuchus, is now my right-hand bot and my eventual successor.
Rodney's parents are thrilled. Fender and the gang cheer, and Mrs. Copperbottom hugs her son. Herb offers his hand.
Son.
Rodney gives him a massive hug.
Dad? I know you kind of felt bad when I was growing up that you couldn't give me a lot of stuff. But you gave me the most important thing. You believed in me.
From the second you were born.
Well, Dad, now I want your dream to come true. Dad, you always wanted to be a musician. Now be one. For everyone to hear.
Rodney hands his father a brass instrument with three horns, and the Wonderbot attaches a triangular metal pendant to Herb's chest. Herb steps to the front of the stage.
Good for you, Herb! You did good!
Good job!
Way to go!
Now I'm sure I've got a heart, because it's aching.
That was the Tin Man.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm a little rusty.
Rodney and the rest of the crowd look stunned. Crank.
Well, there goes our happy ending.
Yow, it's a fusion of jazz and funk. It's called junk.
The Wonderbot joins in, tapping the spinning spoons on the top of his pot. Lug thumps his big chest and Crank zooms his wheels. Piper plays her ear springs, Diesel his antenna, and other musicians join in on stage. Mrs. Copperbottom shouts out, Herb is joined by a tub-thumping drummer bot and really starts to blow. The audience jig about. The marching band join Herb on stage. Big Weld presents Diesel with a shiny new voice box. Diesel pops it into his mouth and starts to sing soulfully into the mic.
Get up off that thing and shake the youth, you better. Get up off that thing and shake the
Two fairly elderly bots do backflips, and three robotic young dancers in baseball caps body pop. Mrs. Copperbottom struts her funky stuff on stage with Herb. Just then, the red dancing robot from the station moonwalks onto the stage and dances jerkily around. Piper joins him and they body pop in sync. The crowd mimic their slick routine. Rodney and Cappy hold hands and dance fluidly together, Rodney flipping Cappy over and under. The marching band do a Mexican wave around the stage. Aunt Fan and Big Weld boogie towards each other in a small clearing, Aunt Fan shaking her rump around. Crank zooms around in a circle and the Wonderbot breakdances. Other bots leap into the air. Aunt Fan and Big Weld rub noses. A robot dog is thrown up into the air.
Loretta, my dog!
She leaps into his arms, which fall off.
Sorry!
Rodney pulls Cappy into his arms. The Wonderbot flies up into the air with Tim, the gate guard.
Don't you know who I am?
The Wonderbot boots Tim away through the air and grins. The screen fades to black. ITFC audio description by Lonnie Evans.
When the world counts you out, when you're lost and you die, that you're good enough. When you're out on your own and you're feeling all alone, just keep hanging on. Sometimes life isn't fair, seems like nobody cares about you anymore. Mm-mm. Well, as hard as it seems, nothing's out of reach, all impossible, yeah, yeah.
Get on the rise, move your hips from side to side.